before we move on to the next case, if anybody's got a cell phone near the mics, it's been recommended to move them as far away from the mics as possible, and that might help the situation, and tech support is on their way. So, apologize again.
Thank you.
All right, the next application is 11,637 Benjamin Oaks and Tammy Oaks seek a variance to reduce the side yard setback. Section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest corner of Mulberry Knoll Road and west of Love Drive. The 911 address is 20690 Mulberry Knoll Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR2. The tax map is District 334, Map 18, Parcel 70.01. Staff received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, zero mail returns. Specifically, they're asking for a 0.3-foot variance for the side yard setback from the 10-foot side yard setback. I do note it was written that it was potentially a 15-foot side yard setback. It is not, as it is the required 10-foot side yard setback. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Once again, I'm William Schaub. I'm here with Mr. Oaks. Again, factually, the scenario is pretty typical. The Oaks bought the property in 2013, and right before settlement, a survey was done. Shows that one whole side of the property, it's straight. It's perfectly parallel to the sideline, and it's off in the front and off in the back. It's 9.7 feet instead of 10 feet. The Oaks had their financing in place. They had no place to live and a baby on the way, so they didn't have a chance to delay this to have the variance straightened out first. So the sellers agreed to straighten the variance out later. By way of history, the property was vacant until 1981. A home was built there by Mr. and Mrs. West, and they lived there for many years. When they died, their children inherited. So the people who sold to the Oaks, that was never their home. They inherited it. They sold it as part of the estate. And, of course, everybody's always surprised when these things come up at the last second. And the property can't, the encroachment, again, like someone, it cannot be corrected. It is entire one side of a home, and you would have to take off 4 inches of the home to correct it. It was not created by the applicant, Mr. Oaks. It was created more than, like I say, in the early 80s when the home was built. It's been there for all those years without adversely affecting anybody. And as I say, I think most of these people are so surprised just to see the notices because houses have been there so long and they're sitting there not bothering anybody. It's a 4-inch encroachment, been there many years, doesn't adversely affect any one property. It's the minimum variance needed to afford relief and to have the reasonable use of the property. Obviously, the variance has to be granted because otherwise you can imagine the expense involved in correcting something like this. Mr. Oaks, could I have you sworn in, please? Mr. Oaks, first of all, to the best of your knowledge, was what I have presented to the board accurate as far as you know?
Yes, sir.
And what's your profession?
I'm a carpenter.
So when you first looked at this, did you have any thoughts of, oh, I can chop off 4 inches of the entire side of my house?
You'd have to pick up the whole building and move it.
I assume that would be a huge expense?
Yeah.
To the best of your knowledge, does the house being 4 inches too close to the sideline adversely affect your neighbors? Members of the board, I don't have any other presentation. I think for all the reasons stated, I think that the Oaks do meet the criteria for a variance. It's, a minimal variance, been there a long, long time and can't be fixed. So we ask that the application be granted.
Let's see if there's any questions, Mr. Wharton. Let's start the open question. Mr. Hudson.
There's been no modifications or remodeling done to the dwelling since the previous owner had it.
No, sir.
And to the best of my knowledge, there's not. I mean, when I checked with the office first, this seemed to be the house as it sat there all along.
Any Mr. Mills?
And you know, it's funny, I don't know why, the answer is I think it was, but I should know absolutely, but I don't. And I don't know if the procedure was different in 81, but I should know, and I'm sorry to say I do not know the answer.
Mr. Reeves, do you affirm the statements made by Mr. Shaw as being true and correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
Once again, Mr. Chairman, I think the situation makes the creator establishes uniqueness to the case. Having this property sold through an estate I think that makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the advocate. He didn't feel that it altered the essential character of the neighborhood. Hear testimony to the contrary, and I think it's a minimum of 4 relief. So I make a motion to approve case number 11,637.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Mills, and again a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,637. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,637 is approved.
Thank you very much.